Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F. No, I have not fucked an athlete before. Let's just get that fucking shit right out of the way. I am joined by Mike Majelic. Magellan.
The fact that you just did that with my name after lying about fucking athletes is I want to walk out. The only reason I'm not going to walk out is, one, I love Sleuths. Shout out to all the Sleuths out there. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Two, I'm at WTF Media Studios, which has birthed the careers of people like Andrew Schultz, Flagrant 2, Charlotte. This is a golden place. Like, I feel honored to be here,
Say the least. I was going to get there, but you talk so fucking much, Mike, that, like, do you want to just do the whole intro for me?
No, you
lead the podcast. You fucking lead it. Ask me questions. Interview me. Yes, we're at WTF Media Studios. Subscribe. Just fucking do it. That's what you need to do. Mike, how do you pronounce your last name? And then I will get into who you are. Unless you want to do it yourself.
It's pronounced Malak. The J is silent.
Mm.
It's Hungarian. I've never been there. I don't know a single Hungarian person.
Okay.
But the J is silent.
Okay.
Malak. I was going to say something.
Say it. Just say it. Just fucking say it.
Alex would have pronounced it properly. I'm sorry, dude. Okay, do some fucking research on your guest.
Honestly, she probably would. Fucking Spotify with the cue card. They have that shit down to a T. They do not let her fuck up shit. I'm just like a one-man show. I mean, of course, I have a beautiful, amazing team, but... Do you think they told me how to pronounce your last name? No.
No, everybody messes it up. Ever since all the way back in my T-ball days, people would destroy it.
T-ball?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's,
what? I don't know what T-ball.
I can't work like this.
What is T-ball?
It's what youngsters play before they can actually hit a ball from a pitcher. They hit it off a little stand, like a little tee.
Like a little plastic bat?
That's wiffle ball. But
you know what? I wasn't planning on talking to you about T-ball.
It's fine.
Guys, Mike is here, a.k.a. Hey Big Mike. You are a huge YouTuber, author, podcast extraordinaire. You are co-host of Impulsive with Logan Paul, and I'm really fucking excited to have you here. That was until you gave me some shit about the fact that I have never fucked an athlete, ever.
What about a rapper?
No.
And if you were going to fuck a rapper, would it be a Chicago drill rapper?
Would it be Chukis?
Yeah, so that's absolutely. What I, do you know about all that? Yo, we're gonna have fun, dude. I'm pumped for this.
No, man. I want to pull up my text and show you, because you would be, it's alarming. He's fabulous, though. I love him.
Dude, he's a legend.
He's the best.
I mean, that's Sosa. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Right. But you know the craziest thing? The reason we started talking is no one is more obsessed with him than my little brother, okay? Who's like 19.
That's right, yeah.
And he dressed up as him for Halloween. And I like posted it on my story, and then he reached out to me and was like, hey, what's up?
Did he like it?
And I was like, no fucking way did he just DM me off the shit.
Yeah.
So love him, but I have never fucked a famous person ever. You're just used to LA girls and like,
no, not really. Yeah, but you're like in the space. So like my assumption was that like you probably cross paths with, but your thing is more like, I feel like your thing's more like tycoons, like CEO types, like dare I say men in suits. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How
like,
many fucking references are you going to make?
Well, I got to say this right off the bat. You don't know this yet. I should say we hung out last night.
Okay.
Until late at night.
Yes.
With your mom.
Yes.
And her boyfriend.
It's not her boyfriend. It's a guy that she just recently started talking to, which we need to discuss. We need to do a whole recap.
Whatever you want to talk about. So I posted this story of you and I, mm-hmm. Or of you, on my Instagram.
Right.
And, you know, I got a lot of people. Obviously, this is the first time I've sat down with you or Alex for a podcast after the split.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lot of messages that were like, yo, Team Sophia, fuck you, Team Alex.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a phone call this morning. Well, sorry, I got a text this morning.
From?
Dave Portnoy.
Shut the fuck up.
10:30 a.m.
No fucking way.
Randomly. So, as of right now, it was simply to say, hey, Mike, just curious if you have time to come on BFFs tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Didn't give me any reason, didn't give me any understanding or any kind of anything as to why he wanted me on the show, but you know, we'll see what happens.
So you think it was related to me? He wants to bring you on to like talk shit or what? I should go on his podcast.
No. You 100% should do
this. Do you think he would have me on?
I'll ask him tomorrow.
I don't want to, but like I would.
Well, listen, dude. This has been a really tricky thing for me because, as you know, I'm a little busy bee, and I'm friends with a lot of people, mm-hmm. and I try to keep my peace with everybody because that's something that I'm after in my adult life is peace of mind.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
You have no loyalty whatsoever.
I was getting there in a roundabout way. Correct. That's exactly right. No. I do have loyalty, actually, to people that I am at, like, very close with, and people that I get money with, to be honest with you. Like, yo, like, you have a squad. You guys work together. You win together. Those are the motherfuckers that I won't be like, oh, well, now, like, if Logan has an enemy, that's my enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, that's how I work. For the entire industry, it's really hard to be like, oh, now, you know, X and Y are beefing, so now I can't be friends with the, you know what I'm saying? It's just really difficult.
Right.
But also, listen, like, I've been on BFFs a number of times. I love that show. I love going on it because it's a lot of variety. Mm-hmm. They throw a million things at you. You try to do the best you can with this very young age group of you know,
how
hosts.
Old is that kid?
Josh is what, like 20 or 21 maybe? He's young. And then Dave is however old.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love going on that show, and I love Dave, obviously, and he's been a trail maker, trailblazer in the space. And so,
and but a real role model.
Yeah, for young entrepreneurs, yes, Sophia.
For me as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, 100%. Absolutely. Yes.
For 100%. Sure. For sure.
So he reached out to you, and what was your response?
Absolutely, Dave.
You were like, 1,000%.
1,000%. I'll be there on time for your show.
Okay, so basically you're saying I don't make you money, and like we're not that close.
No, I just like, it's not that at all. Especially after last night, I feel like we turned a major, like.
I mean, you met my mom.
I feel like going into last night, like this was like a colleague content creator relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, midway through last night through to like three quarters when we were like singing together, and like I thought and kind of still think we're moving into the romantic phase of this relationship, to be completely honest with you.
Right. But to your point, yes, I think if you were to get caught up in, oh my God, these people had beef, these people had drama, you would end up not collabing or talking to anyone.
There's just petty drama across the board in the space. And honestly, like, your guys' thing was very real,
mm-hmm.
very real, with like actual like factors and detrimental happenings across the board.
Yep.
But the majority of shit that happens in the space, whether it's YouTube, podcast, celebrity, is manufactured for viewership.
Right.
There's an old saying, nothing pays the bills like dirty laundry. What is it? Dirty laundry pays the bills. Dirty laundry pays the bills. People watch when they know there's going to be beef, drama, breakups.
Yes.
You know, resentment.
Yes.
People being pissed off and funny. Reality TV has made built an entire industry off that shit.
Right.
I have personally gone the exact opposite route in my approach to everything. I have tried my absolute best, and in my personal life as well, to remain somewhat non-conflicted in my relationships with other people. I still talk to my ex-girlfriend who has a child with an NBA star now. Mm-hmm. I talk to her all the time. Hey, just checking in on you, making sure you're okay. Like, you know, our breakup was pretty amicable and relaxed, and so that's why we're able to do that. But for the most part, people across the board, I try to remain amicable with. Because honestly, right. like, all that fake bullshit, dude, and then one day they're gone, and you're like, oh, wow, that was not worth it. You right. know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. I mean, when people manufacture that shit, like, I get it. But after a while, it's old. It's like, we know what you're up to. But also, what I went through was very, very genuine. Like you were saying, like that shit was not manufactured, I can assure you. I don't judge or like not like people who are a fan of hers or are her friend or like whatever, you know?
Sure.
Or people like you who admire Dave Portnoy and want to suck his dick. Like, I don't.
I knew this was coming.
You're still a homie.
Yeah, no, I just look at Dave as another, you know, older person in the space. I don't know how else to really say it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a food guy. I'm a food guy. You know, he likes sports. I just think honestly, like where I'm at in the space right now is that I've been saying this just like nonstop lately. The culture that we are lucky enough, but also forced to exist in 2022 is the wackest culture I could ever even imagine. Like if you had talked to me during the days of like 50 and like Dipset and all the shit that was going on in the early 2000s and like the rise of Wayne and all of these awesome movies and culture and fucking all the stuff that happened before that, as far back as like Tarantino and all these like culture makers and creators and shifters, to now be bathing in what is this like watered down, like super social media forward culture, it's really hard for me. So like Dave is an older guy. He gets it. He comes from like the same kind of like style and understanding of things that I do. So yeah, I relate to him. And I, you know, like there's a lot of things that he does that I like. And also he's a fucking, as you know, a winning and successful business person, which is what I aspire to be. And so like, yeah, I look at Dave as a fucking mentor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Should we talk about Dave Moore? Let's make this. Should we title?
You said
Dave
I wanted Portnoy? A second. Like, I don't give a fuck what you want to talk about. I want to.
No,
like,
he is a very smart guy and very successful, and he, you know, caught on to something very early on, and yeah, he paved the way, you know, for a lot of people and for the industry he's in. But that's so interesting. You mentioned No Country for Old Men, Quentin Tarantino. I always talk about this. Someone needs to defund Netflix. Someone needs to take money away from Hulu. Like, every single fucking film that's released on there is garbage.
People talk about, and with exception of a few, right? And some of the shows are great. But everyone nowadays is constantly talking about, oh my God, they completely came around and democratized this, and they democratized music, and they democratized movies, mm-hmm. and now anybody can do it. And they say that as a positive, which in
it
a lot of ways,
in
some ways it can be, but let me tell you, not everybody should be making music, Mm-mm. not everybody should be making movies, not everybody shouldn't be making TV shows. It's just the fact of the matter. And so in a world where, you know, social media followership mm-hmm. has started to equate to anticipated success for these projects. People are like, okay, that girl is really big on TikTok. She's the actress in this movie.
Right.
Like, yo, I've That's 7 or 8 million, whatever it is, cross-channel followers. Uh-huh. If I went to do a role against some unknown actor who had chops, and they were like, oh, we're going to take Mike, and this kid sitting there that has worked his whole life to be in that position,
insane.
That sucks.
It sucks, and you can tell, and you can see through it. Well, actually, I can, and you can, but it seems like a lot of people cannot.
It's just the world that we live in. And I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Like, I get it. Like, dude, I can't talk any real shit about social media. It's allowed me to be where I am. You
of
know
course.
What I'm saying? It's allowed me to buy a $4.5 million house in the hills of Hollywood. It's allowed me to do a lot of really cool shit in my life. I like to believe that I have an innate talent to talk and to
that's like, putting it lightly.
And to do this, like, obviously this is what I was meant to do, mm-hmm. but social media has allowed me to expand and to get there, right? And
right.
so I can't talk, you know, endless shit about it, but it really has put a lot of fucking dumbass people on the map that, like, just continue to fold and fuck up the culture that America's, you know, American entertainment has been built on, and
right.
it sucks.
Right. Where do you think it's going? Because it's already so saturated. Do you think it's just going to continue getting more and more saturated?
Yeah, I think
and
it's just going to keep getting worse.
And then we're going to be left with what? Oh, you're so dope. You have no followers and no one knows who you are. That's going to be like the thing.
I mean, I feel like in certain circles, that's like there's a lot of circles out there that social media followers work against you in. You know what I'm saying? Like, those places still exist. There's a lot of scenes that, like, people are like, Logan shows up to a place and they're like, yo, we don't want these motherfuckers
right.
in there. Like, this isn't the vibe we're after. Like, that old school shit. It's rarer now because he's crushing it in mm-hmm. so many verticals. But back when it was just YouTube followership, that used to happen often. Now he's obviously a combat sports, you know, he's a fighter. He does WWE. Mm-hmm. He's a business person with Prime, obviously. Shout out Prime, the number one hydration drink in the world. And, you know, but there are places that still gatekeep against that type of, you know, just letting anyone with followers in, right?
Of course. I mean, today, full disclosure, I went to get a Kelly Hermes bag and I was like bartering with them and I said, I'm an influencer. I'm sure you have a bunch of influencers that come in here. I'm sure you've like met some that have way more followers, but if I post with the bag, could I get a little bit more of a discount? And they told me to fuck off.
I would assume that Hermes would be one of those closed circles that I'm describing that doesn't give a fuck about your followers.
No, that's like the, that is the one place you do not drop that line.
No, 100%.
But I mean, no shame. I'm going to do whatever I can.
Yeah, you know? And you already fucked the bag up.
Okay, you guys know Miss B, aka Celeste. I can't believe you. Fuck you guys. Fuck everyone in this room. Love Please. You, but hate you. I just felt that it was a little bit, it was a gift. I felt it was a little bit big. Why are you doing this to me?
We don't have to on talk about
show,
it.
On my show. On my show. I traded it in for something that was a little bit more practical. Shoot me, kill me, stab my eyes out. I'm the worst ever. It's fine.
How do you think I feel? I didn't even know until you talked about that bag that you were talking to someone. That threw my whole vibe off.
Mike, do not. You were literally hitting on my mom.
That's not true. That's not true. Your mom is gorgeous. Uh-huh. Your mom is gorgeous.
Right.
I was doing everything in my power last night to curate an evening for you that I thought that you would find special. I made sure that they played Nirvana radio at the bar that we were at.
So you're lying.
So you recommended a song and I built off of it and said, start this playlist. And me and you sat and we sang all evening long. And I thought we really were onto something. And then at 2:30 a.m., there was a massive brawl outside the bar that we were at, which you tried to get involved in, which...
Ooh, whoa. You just remembered triggered it. My memory.
I'm sure.
Whoa. I remember that yes. now. And what was I trying to do? I tried to run into
there was the like a literal like New York City style like gang battle going on. Like I was waiting for somebody to pull out.
Uh-huh.
And you just walked in and you're like, hey, what are you guys doing right now? And I'm like, bro, like they were really going at it.
Like
they were going nuts, dude.
I want to fucking cry right now. I completely forgot I did that. I was worried. I heard a girl screaming. As women, we need to stick together. And I didn't know what the situation was. And if I was screaming and something was happening to me, I would want someone to run up.
You
and
were
see.
About to get shanked. Like you were 2 seconds away from
getting
shanked.
Okay, you know what? Let's follow what Mike would do. And you just ignore... What do they say at the airport? If you see something, say something. Mike is the opposite. Okay, let's start. Let's talk about that night, okay? Because...
You mean last night.
Last night. Because we started... Where did we start the night?
So
where was that gorgeous place you had me meet you at?
Please? I hadn't been to... How many of your listeners are from New York City?
Like, a lot.
Okay. I hadn't been to 13th Step. In a long time, mm-hmm. you know, it's a NYU college bar. Shout out NYU, shout out 13th Step. Great New York City establishment. I needed a place to meet you. We hung out there for a little bit. Yankees, unfortunately, got swept. So the vibes last night were completely whack. So we left your mom and her mans or the guy she's hanging out with.
Right.
Came and met us.
Yes.
And we hung out. And mm-hmm. then we decided we wanted to relocate. And we popped around. I couldn't get into one place because I had Adidas pants on.
And what did I tell you?
Turn them inside out.
I said, take your pants off. Just put them on inside out. You can like pass it off as slacks and you wouldn't do it. Party pooper.
So your assumption was exactly what the door guy said, which was that you thought the door guy was a moron, which you thought I was going to go back with inside out version of the pants I had just gotten turned away with. And he was going to be like, this looks about right. Come on in, buddy. These look like fucking slacks now. And then your mom flagged down a man who was walking home from fucking work all night and who was, by the way, 4'7" and asked if I can buy his jeans off him. She thought that was a solution. And imagine me standing there like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, what am I doing with my life? All for love. All to try to have a romantic evening with this girl who I've been literally into since the day I did the Impulsive podcast. Have been trying to get at you for so long. I go out with your parents and you fuck my night up, bro.
Mike,
that's what happened.
Mike.
And then you tried to kill yourself in a gang fight.
I'm fucking... shocked at what just came out of your mouth. No way my mom did that. Oh, so you were babysitting, essentially.
No,
actually, you know what? That doesn't matter. What matters is the fact that you are pretending that you've been in love with me since fucking 3 years ago when I met you.
I will say this. When we did that show, the audience knew it. And it was, and we thought it as well. If this was ever going to happen, there's the Impulsive Coat cast and there's the Caller Daddy cast. Logan and Alex, Mike and Sophia.
Right.
It was the two blondes, the two brunettes.
I hear that.
Little bit old, little bit older, little bit for mm-hmm. you, right?
Yes.
Kind of cracked out on our side, like yes. a little fucked up, reckless yep. psychopaths, like Mike going to the broom mm-hmm. closet, do anal. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Versus them, like all American, kind of like we love Harry Styles, like that type of shit.
Right. We have a little edge.
Yeah.
And
that's what I was trying to play on to last night. Like, I was like hoping, like, you'll play Nirvana. We were singing that song.
Once again.
What's it called?
Teenage Dirtbag.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. But the fact is, so what? You were in love with me because people on the internet were like, I stan Mike and Sophia. Say that at our wedding. That would be incredible.
Yeah. I just thought it would be good for the community.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And like, you shouldn't walk away from that type of action. Like that, like it could lead to beautiful things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like so more views.
Actually, that is a really good point. I mean, we just shook hands for everybody listening.
Do you want to do the rest of the episode on my lap? Like, be honest.
I don't, because I need something in writing. I need something in writing.
You want the contract first.
No, I swear to God. If you promise me right now, you'll blow up my YouTube. I don't think I have the power
to do that.
I have the talent, the personality, the face.
No, right? 100%. Yeah.
I have it all.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't even be that fucking hard for you.
No, I just don't. I don't think I have the power for like sublings right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's the thing. If we were in a relationship, like an actual relationship, like my last relationship, right? For example,
Lana,
right?
Rhodes,
correct.
Mm-hmm.
We actually did care about each other very much. I'll just say we were in love, right? but damn, dude, like everybody knows, like relationships on the internet go crazy, and this is so yeah. like. This is not like what a 37-year-old person should be saying, or like anyone with any kind of like semblance of a brain that like should even be thinking about how relationship affects Hollywood or Hollywood affects relationship. But like, as someone who is so fucking business focused and like number one, my main priority in life is my career.
Okay.
No questions asked. No, like hands down, you know right. what I'm saying? And then number two, and like basically same level, maybe a little bit higher actually, is my family.
Uh-huh.
Cause I love my family. When I leave here, I'm going to go see my niece and my mom and my grandma
yep.
and all that stuff. So I'm a big family guy, mm-hmm. but I'd be lying if I said that, like, I don't try to like blend everything that I do into some sort of play.
So basically, like, how do we make this profitable?
Yeah.
Like when you go see your niece tonight, you're going to have like a camera out. You're going to be like thinking work.
Normally, shit. Yes. This time, no, because I'm backed up on content right now. But I shot so much over the past 5 days. But like lately, you know, I'm hitting a little bit of a burnout. To be honest with you, I mean...
With work?
With work, yeah. I mean, 3 years ago, me and Lana coming into the city, shooting on a G7X.
Oh, yeah.
With me, you, and Alex.
Yeah.
You know, going out throughout the course of the day, like, hanging out. That was probably 3 years ago. And when I tell you, like, I have not missed a week since then of my content, which takes a week to shoot, plus a podcast episode where we shoot, you know, week after week after week, plus writing a book that's a USA Today bestseller, plus this, plus that.
Again, with the promo. Anything else?
Buy the Fifth Vital on Amazon. It's one of the highest rated addiction memoirs in the history of writing. What were we saying? Go ahead.
That's fucking huge.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I do want to quickly talk about Lana.
I usually go take the super high road. I'll try to be a little bit more open about it. Mm-hmm. But we had reached a toxic phase of the relationship. As everybody now knows, Lana or Amara was in a rush to start a family, to have a family life, to have a home together.
Okay.
As you can tell, that is not my intention. I am a wild man. I don't know that I will ever do that, to be completely honest with you. It's just not in my fucking line right now. I am a psychopath. I go out, I hang out with you till 4 a.m. I'd been in Miami all day yesterday, the night before in Toledo, Ohio, the night before that in Orlando, the night before that in LA. I am a lunatic. And so it's very hard for me, and it's even harder for a girl to be involved in this type of lifestyle. We had a bunch of differences that reached boiling points, and we had to step away from each other. And, do I have to say who broke up with who?
No.
I'm pretty sure people know how that all went down. I don't have to repeat it.
Okay.
And now she has a child.
How did that make you feel? Because it was like pretty soon after the breakup,
she called
right?
me after we broke up and said,
I'm having a baby.
No, she said, fuck that. I'm just going to be honest. She had done the, do you want to cuddle? Do you want to get back together? I'm in love with you. Let's get back together a million fucking times.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yo, this is never going to fucking work. This is a toxic relationship. We're not good for each other. Maybe in the future, whatever. Whatever
you can
I had
come
to say,
over and we can hook up.
We stopped. We had reached the end of the real toxic fucking phase to a point
Got
where
it.
We had to stop doing it.
Got
we had
it.
To because it was just leading to horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd have sex, we'd have sex, she'd come over, look in the garbage can, use condoms. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told you could get head, but not to fuck anybody. What the fuck are these? Now we're fighting again. Right?
Right.
Disastrous. That's not how you have a relationship with someone. Yo, you can get head whenever you want, but don't fuck anybody. That's not a relationship.
Yes.
Like, stop. Right?
Yes.
Like, I
yes.
knew it was over.
Uh-huh.
So she had called me before she went on this trip one time and was like, yo, I've been talking to this guy, XYZ. I'm not going to say his name. I still haven't. And I never will. I won't be the person to expose it. But she was like, I'm going to have sex with him. And I'm giving you, basically, like, I'm giving you one last chance to say, like, yo, baby, I want you. I want to be with you forever. And my response was, please fuck him. Like I said, because it will help you. And this is after me, like, I had already, you know, been back doing my shit.
Right.
And I was like, I really want you to go find happiness. And she doesn't, the thing that's like, people don't understand about her because people don't know her. They just know the persona of her is that girl doesn't fuck.
She is
the most reserved person when it comes to real life.
Right.
Porn is obviously all fake. I'll be completely honest right now. I don't think I'd anticipating her hitting me up soon thereafter being like, yo, I'm having a kid now. So that was a bit of a shock to the system. But at the same time, like, I was just like, yo, like, so be it. You know what I'm saying? And like, I think I was in Dubai or something when she told me.
Okay.
And that girl wanted a kid so bad.
Really?
Like, she wanted a kid. She was pregnant in the past and had a miscarriage. And she was, you know, had a nursery and was so excited. And I knew I wasn't going to be the guy to give it to her.
Yeah.
And so like, yo, God bless, like, go have that child. I've hung out with the kid. He's adorable. Like, she's super happy with him, and I'm super happy for her. And there's no resentment. There's no any kind of issue whatsoever. She's living her life. I'm living my life. We still talk.
I love that. I've met her and she was really, really sweet, drop dead gorgeous. That's cool that you guys are like that.
It's hard. For most people, that scenario won't work. Especially when there's like pent up love from one party still. Oh, yeah. Because they're going to constantly like try to drive the two back together.
Right.
And,
but for like, you guys,
I showed you
works.
Text messages last night. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know the vibe mm-hmm. of the scenario. You know what yes. I'm saying? So we have to keep, you know, I have to maintain a little bit of a distance.
Yeah.
But like, I do check in on her and she's doing great.
Yeah. So. Good on you for like being, you know, real with her and like upfront. Cause you know, so many people lie in a relationship cause they just like want to keep fucking or they just like don't want to break up. But so Lana used to do porn
yep.
forever ago.
Yep.
My question is, did that ever bother you?
You know, honestly, like I've been such a, and I've talked about this a million times, so just like touch on it quickly because I'm sure people probably heard this before, but I've been such a proponent for equal treatment of these girls. Like girls do these kind of things for so many reasons. Some of them love it. Some of them are sucked into it by, no pun intended, by by, you know, people that they thought were people they trusted and people they liked. Some of these girls start as strippers and are driven to do further, and then it turns into this thing. There's dependencies, there's addictions, there's substance abuse, there's mental illness. There are so many factors that go into why women work in the adult space. And so for anybody to judge a person based simply on their work as in that profession or in that industry is so fucking flawed and foolish.
Yes.
We exist in this industry or in a society now where people love to pass judgment.
Yep.
I obviously as a person in the spotlight, like I have people pass judgment about me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of misunderstandings and a lot of miscommunications. That's just part of the game, right?
Right.
But like, there's just so much that goes on inside a person's psyche of any industry, of any walk of life, that when you see them on camera, you're just simply not going to understand.
Right.
You're not going to be able to understand the nuances of why people do what they do. And so people need to spend a lot less time judging other people that they don't fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you watch someone on a screen for fucking 5 minutes, or for a lot of guys watching this, you've probably watched Lana for 5 seconds at a time, I'm sure, before you click it off. But like, you don't know these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I personally have tried to put my authentic self out there for so long that people kind of do know me.
Yeah.
I feel like people, I mean, if you read my book, you know every intimate detail of my life.
Right.
You know about me smoking crack while my grandfather was dying of dementia and Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I tried heroin one time. I tried shooting heroin one time and had sniffed the rest of the time. Like, you know all these intimate details, and I talk very openly about my struggles, right?
Yeah.
But for the majority of people, like, they don't share all that shit. So it's just unfair to like, to just judge people based on that. Lana was,
right.
Amara was one of the sweetest girls.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sweetest fucking girls. We just didn't mesh. We didn't vibe. She liked making things out of clay and puzzles.
I was like, where the fuck are you going
and
with
like,
this?
And like dressing up.
And coloring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And like, she likes reading, and I like being out. I'm an extrovert. Here's the thing. Some
so
people,
we would never work, but continue.
We were working last night, homie. We were fucking crushing it last night. We were singing the songs. You looked like an extrovert last night.
That's true, but continue what you were saying.
I was just saying we just like some people charge up off being out there, and mm-hmm. some people charge up off being at home next to a lava lamp. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When those two people, especially people that really drastically do not like the other side and the other approach,
mm-hmm.
it's sometimes hard to make that work.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to pull up my notes that I took last night. I woke up this morning and looked at my notes, right, in my iPhone, and I am going to fucking read them right now. I like copied and pasted them. Insane. And I need you to tell me what the fuck. Okay. This is how the note starts. Dash pull up, took condom off and came on her.
Yeah, that was supposed to be pull out.
Pull out. Okay.
You just couldn't type because you're
okay. Okay. Got it. <fucking gone>. Don't want to make girls feel bad after blocking on their face. I'm assuming that meant coming.
You probably misspelled again, yes.
Once again, then it says butthole. Then it says Mike would make a good boyfriend.
That's what you Cha-ching. You wrote that. You wrote that.
Okay.
Wait, you just randomly wrote that?
I don't know. Maybe there is something.
Wait, is this happening?
I don't know. I mean, I guess. Holy shit.
Because I didn't say that, obviously.
Oh, wait, though. Actually, the very last thing in the note says doesn't eat pussy. Oh, so there's, hell no, there's no way we're gonna date. No way.
Let me explain this really quick. Your notes are a blind person's notes and a deaf person as well. The notes you took out of the words that came out of my mouth are so fucking wrong. Let me rephrase everything. Talking about was a sexual escapade that I had in Miami this past weekend.
Okay.
From which I still have cum on my shirt that you can see.
Incredible.
Zoom in on,
I thought
which
you were
going to
say you have like chlamydia.
No,
or something.
Because I'm running low on clothes. No. Okay. I wore a fucking condom, which was the condom we talked about pulling off. And you were like, oh, do you usually cum inside a girl when you wear a condom? And I said, no, I pull the condom off and then just.
Which is wild.
It's just smart because, or it's not smart, but it's like.
It's smart. No, because. It's a smart thing to do.
Guys suck at pulling out, first of all. Like most guys are just. Become morons like as soon as they approach that phase, which probably which is probably how the last child we were talking about became. But anyways, that's fine. Maybe. But like that's how a lot of kids are born, right?
Yes.
like oh, he was a mistake. The mistake was the dude has a weak pullout game.
Yes.
My pullout game is crazy. I'm out 10 pumps early and I'm sitting there just like a psychopath, you know what I'm saying, or just getting head to finish, right? So if I wear a condom and I know I'm about to come in like the next 30 seconds, I'm going to stand up, you know, yank the girl around, take the condom off, and then, because it's, you know, in like those animalistic settings, that's the kind of shit that's going on,
that's
right?
Fair. Valid.
So that's what we talked about in that circumstance. And I know I could see you. I could visualize you right now telling a guy to choke you.
Right now?
I'm not. Okay. You can test if you want, but I'm not.
Okay.
Listen to me. Uh-huh. Kind of, now that you asked.
Okay.
But listen to me. I can totally see you telling a guy, like, pull my fucking hair, choke me.
Yes.
You guys are crazy. It's never the fucking dude, occasionally.
Okay.
But, like, I'm a sensual lover. You asked me last night what my favorite position was.
I'm sorry. Mike, do you say you are a sensual lover?
If you're going to go back to your not eating pussy part, I'm going to get angry.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that you make sure to take the condom off of your penis just so you can splooge on the girl. What is sensual about that?
Why can't you
save her makeup and come in the fucking condom?
I don't think there's anything more sensual than the contact of bodily fluids to face. I think that's as sensual as it gets. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I just feel like that's like the coup d'etat. It's like
just tell me why you take the condom off at the end.
Because... it's like a protein thing. This is like a fetish. You're fetishizing. You're fetish shaming me right now.
I'm not.
Kink shaming me.
But don't try to call this shit sensual.
No, not that part. Okay. That's just okay. That part's for me.
Okay, fine.
Okay, but let me say that part's for me. Mm-hmm. But as far you asked me what my favorite position was last night, I love missionary sex. It gives me a lot of. Really.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So. That's great for us too.
I mean, check.
Okay, so backing up to 2 inches here, which is all I have to work with, obviously. No, backing up 2 inches. Women are not like, dude. Guys watch porn, right? And
I watch porn,
but they start to get this assumption that when I finally have sex, or like the next girl I hook up with, I'm gonna throw her over the fucking counter. I'm gonna pull her hair and fuck her doggy style till she comes, then launch her lifeless corpse into a vat of acid.
Right,
because that's what girls want. Girls don't. Girls, There are some girls that want that. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But like, girls like to feel psychologically attached and appreciated and comforted and secure in a sexual atmosphere, especially
huge
in
part of sex.
Especially in somewhat random encounters. Like mm-hmm. where like you have to learn how to make a girl feel appreciated and loved in even in those casual encounters where you don't have that psychological or emotional a connection, right? Because you just met them 3 hours ago at fucking Liv or whatever, right? Or at Swan and whatever. So the missionary position gives me the ability to be very fluid, and it's very a versatile position because mm-hmm. I believe that like cradling a girl's head during sex.
Ooh, I like that.
Right? Like, and it also gives me access to their neck, which obviously is just for guys that know is game over. Like, that's where you should be spending a lot of fucking time.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, do you not like when a guy licks your neck? Kisses your neck.
Yeah. But it's not like game over. I think
it's a pretty sure shot. Okay,
well, the way you explain it, you're like cradle her head, then the neck, and fucking it's game over.
Get
a
shovel.
What kind of game over? Like, damn.
You're just going the opposite direction with what I'm saying.
No, but I get you now. Okay. I hear you.
And then also, like, you have access to, like, the lower extremities as well, so you could prop a leg up. You can obviously use both hands if you want to hit the clit, like, mm-hmm. whatever. So there's just, you have a lot of options, right?
You know how to have sex, I can tell.
I like to imagine so, right? Yeah. I mean, I am also 37, and mm-hmm. it's a huge part of my life. And I think, you know, like that, the idea of being good in bed scares a lot of guys. And I think it's just something that, of course, a lot of guys go into sexual encounters feeling less than. And it's partially on you guys to do what is possible to make both people need to be doing what they both can do to make the opposite party feel comfortable in the bedroom.
Right.
And so, like, if you're a guy listening to this, you need to figure out what the fuck that means. And there's a lot of things that go into that. There's a lot of things that go into lighting. There's a lot of things that go into music. There's a lot of things that go into just the way you talk to a girl before and, more importantly, after a sexual encounter.
Damn.
This is what we talked about last night with me not wanting to make girls feel bad, which you wrote in your notes. There's just certain things you don't do. Like there's guys out there who think it's cool to, like, come and then smack a girl's ass, good job, champ, and, like, send them out the fucking door. Like,
throw the rag at her.
Do you want to know what I do?
What?
I bring a hot towel back.
And you wipe it
personally,
for her.
Yes.
Wipe
I said
it
personally, like a fucking chauffeur is going to come to it.
I imagine you walking out. You know what, like when you're at a restaurant and the waiter has the rag over their arm? Like, that's how you walk out.
I do,
out.
And I have this thing where, like, I'll just be like, fuck, this is so weird.
What?
Sometimes I'm like, clean up aisle 7, and like, well, because I like to add comedy into it.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
To make her feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Because it is a very vulnerable, weird feeling when you're fucking laying there covered in cum, and you don't want to stand up because then it's dripping, and it's like, I'm a little bit helpless right now.
Do you understand? We could do the show. We have to do another show for like 6 hours because what you're describing right now is the most vulnerable stage of a female's existence in the bedroom, especially in the casual encounters department, and also a place where a lot of women make big mistakes. Unfortunately, like, you have to become an oil painting that's drying in that moment. I have had girls who have, you know, like, if you come on a girl's stomach or on her ass, whatever it is, basically in that scenario, girls, gravity is the only thing you should be concerned about. If the cum is on your ass, the ass stays facing up. If the cum is on your stomach,
don't move around.
Don't move. Okay. I will be back in 1 minute. I say this, yo, I'll be back in 1 minute. All you have to do is stay here. And I'll say that while I'm already on the way to get a hot towel and another towel to dry after. Like, I have this shit down, right?
Right.
Just fucking stay there. I've come back and had girls burritoing into the fucking down comforter.
No,
burritoing
fucking way.
Into the down comforter. I'm like, I've literally stopped in my tracks like this and just said to them, why? Why are you doing that right now?
You just
got cold. You are covered in knot right now.
There's
and now
no
my
way.
Bed is loaded with cream filling. You have turned my bed into a yodel.
There's no
like
fucking
a ho-ho
way.
Cupcake.
So there's girls who think it's okay like to just chill in it, to not take care of it whatsoever.
Well, those girls exist.
That's
too.
Insane.
Not the blanket divers, mm-hmm. but there are a bunch of girls out there who like are yanking on your hips for you to not pull out because they want to get nutted in and sit and just let it stew. Like, that's a big thing. Like, you, like, tell me really quickly. You've definitely been in a relationship recently. I know that. And have been in a couple, right? Where, like, you probably, like there's really no more signal of romantic, like, togetherness than finishing inside a girl.
Yes.
Right?
What about it?
So there's something to be said about girls who enjoy that. But if it's on you, like, I just don't understand why you have to turn the bed into a fucking freak show, a crime scene.
I've never heard of a girl doing that in my entire life. If I wanted to take care of it, I would put my hand underneath it.
Correct.
You know, kind of scoop it up, yeah, go to yeah. the bathroom, take
yeah.
care of it.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. Mike, I wish we could fucking talk for 7 more hours. Actually, we are going to before you go back to LA. I haven't told you yet, but you are. We need to wrap this up. We'll talk about you hating vagina.
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Hating it.
No, you are not. You're not leaving me on that. That is one place I will
you
not leave
it.
This episode.
Okay, you love eating it.
I told you that I don't eat random pussy.
Okay.
That is what I told you.
Okay.
And honestly, like, just I'll make this really quick. It's actually fucked up because there is this like strange belief set that it's almost expected for this hook girl that you're hooking up with from a bar or a club or whatever to suck your dick. But it's so strange for a guy to just be eating like pussy on like a one night stand.
Okay, you're living on Saturn and I'm living on Earth because I feel the exact opposite. I expect that someone's going to eat me out. Giving a guy a blowjob that I just met, absolutely not.
I'm also, just so you know,
he's a good guy.
That is true. So. But I'm getting out of that phase too. This is
okay.
all just from like past
Would you
experience.
Eat me out?
100% right now.
Okay.
Like
amazing.
Literally right now.
Amazing. Okay.
But I know you though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I absolutely know you like pretty intimately.
Right. You met my mom.
I met your mom. Like we're working in reverse. We should have done that before I met your
right,
mom.
Right. Right. All right. Well, guys, for everyone listening, I will let you know. I will update you on what Mike and I do right now. Mike, where can they find you? Your book?
Hey, Big Mike, Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It's all on the internet. Buy The Fifth Vital on Amazon. Yeah, that's the best thing I ever did. We didn't talk about addiction. We didn't talk about mental health.
I know. I wanted to, but...
We'll talk about it next time. Buy The Fifth Vital on Amazon. And more so, please watch me on Impulsive. Those are the two things. Fifth
yes.
Vital Amazon, watch me on Impulsive, and subscribe to Impulsive. We have a great show. We talk to a lot of great guests. You mm-hmm. know, and it's a ton of fun, and I love you. And I really do hope that we can...
continue the conversation and date/maybe... get married.
Correct.
We don't know.
Yes.
And you guys know where to find me. Sophie with an F, Franklin with a Y. On TikTok, I just fucking got verified and there's no longer a 0 at the end of my name. Okay? So I'm making fucking big ass moves. Okay?
You are. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.